Well, hello, hello, everybody. Good morning. Hello, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, everybody. It's so good to be in your home, your place of business, or wherever life may carry you. God bless you. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. And I count it a great honor, I count it a great blessing to be able to talk to you this morning. How has your week been? How are you doing? This is the month of January and it's the end. We made it through the whole month, the first month of the new year. Yeah, God's been great. He's been gracious. He's shown us favor. Yeah, he's shown us that he is God. And beside him, there is none other. He's allowed snow, so much snow to come in areas that we didn't even, that hadn't had snow in years. He's allowed great weather events. Yeah, things that it takes him to get us through. Yeah, and it's nobody but God that can get you through hardships and things that you have no control over. It's nobody but God that can get you through that stuff. It's not on your own. It's not just through your might. If you think it's just you and what you can do, you're sadly mistaken. It's nobody but God that gives protection, that gives strength, gives the will and the strength of others to come to aid, that gives compassion. Nobody but God. This month of January, we have seen some things that is way beyond our control, but God. And we have to learn to put our trust, our hope, our faith in God. The Bible says that it's in him. It's in him that we live and move and have our being. It's in him. Don't make the mistake in thinking it's about you, because we are but dust. It's nobody but God. And I thank him for his grace and his mercy. You know that that it could get so hot. The trees just burn in heat. Or it could get so cold that you can't get cold, that you can't get warm. Things could happen beyond our control. And it's nothing, and you know, it's nothing that we think that it's about us and that we control stuff. No, it's about him. He controlled the wind. He controls the seasons. And I thank him for loving us. He loves us more than you could ever know. Yeah. And I thank him for that. This is the last Sunday in the month of January. And guess what? This is part 3. I thought maybe... there was a different message. No, this is hanging on to the same prayer. This is hanging on and gripping the same prayer. That prayer that Jesus prayed, he prayed that prayer for us. And this is the last Sunday in the month of January, and this prayer is still there. Jesus, he prayed, He prayed this prayer. He prayed for his disciples. First, he prayed for him. He prayed Jesus in St. John 17, the first section, the first one. Let's see, from 1 through verse 5, Jesus prays for himself. Okay. And then Jesus praying for his disciples in verses 6 through about 19. Jesus is praying for his disciples. And then verses 20 through 26. Jesus is praying for us. Jesus is praying for us, future believers. That's where he's praying for us. And I'm just still in this section. And I hope and pray that you can go, you get a chance to go through it and read it and study it and make it a part of who you are. Today's message is the keys, the key to God's redemptive mission, part three. Part three. And it's going to come from our verse. Key verse is verse 26. 17th chapter of St. John, verse 26. That is our key verse. Verse 26. Okay. Come on, let's go. Let's read St. John, 17th chapter. And this is for prayers for future, praise for future believers. And this is, we'll start at verse 20, but we're going to go through 26. And 26 is our key verse. Last week, it was verse 21. This week is verse 26. Okay. And before we get going, I just want to thank Sister Pat. I want to thank you for your faithfulness in prayer. I want to thank Sister Pat for her faithfulness in loving her fellow man, those around her. And then I want to thank God for each and every one of you that loves on others, that has compassion for others, that has a kindness in your spirit to do good for somebody else, for giving, for caring, for loving, for sharing, for building, for strengthening, for comforting. You know, it's a lot of people having a hard time right now. They may not be just like you, or they may not be in the situation. They may not. It's a lot of people that's going through right now. I thank God for your willingness to pray, to give, to bless, to help others. Because you never know. You can be in the same situation that somebody else is in. You could be in that same situation. So when you can do for somebody else, it's called love. It's called love. And if you can't love, then something is wrong. If you can't have compassion and love on one another, if you see somebody hurting and suffering and you don't care, okay, something is wrong. St. John 17th chapter verse 26 is our key verse. Let's just start with verse 20. Somebody may not have a Bible, so let me just go on and read this little section where Jesus is praying for future believers, okay? And our key verse is verse 26. All right. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Yeah, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. Okay, this is so important, okay? I in them and you in me. Jesus is praying this. He's praying that he will be in our hearts. That's what he's praying for. That's what he's praying for. Jesus saying, I pray that I'm in them and you're in me. That's what Jesus is praying for. May they be brought to complete unity. Not just partial, not just lip service, not just when it's convenient, not just here and there, not just when you want to be in unity, but not for real in your heart. No, Jesus is praying, I pray that they would be in unity. That's what Jesus, complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. That's what Jesus is praying for. Okay. All right, now we go into verse 24. Our key is 26. Jesus is saying, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Don't you want to see that? Don't you want to see the glory? Don't you want to see the streets paved with gold? Yeah, when he's ready, when he calls us, when it's our time, oh, what a glorious day. All right, y'all, come on with me. Verse 25 says, Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you. Okay? I'm going to say that again. This is verse 25. It says, Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you. And they know that you have sent me. Yeah, that's our job. That's our job, is to get out there and show the love of Christ, so that those that don't know Jesus Christ will come to know him, and that they would accept him as their Savior and Lord. That's our mission. That's our mission. That's the Great Commission. We got a work to do. We are commissioned by God. We got a work to do. And we got to draw the lost. Okay. Here's our key verse right here. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them. That's my key right there. This is the end of, this is the last part, part three of the key to God's redemptive mission. This is part three, verse 26. I have made you known to them. That's the believers, okay? That's the believers. He's made him, Jesus has made himself known to the believers. Jesus has made himself known. He says, I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known. Continue to walk with us. Walk with the believers. He's continued to show himself to you as you grow. Now, babies, they can only learn so much. Babies can only understand so much. But as you grow in Christ, as you mature in Christ, see, once you mature in Christ, it's not all about you no more. It's about, hey, what could I do to further this mission? What could I do to draw the lost? What could I do to show compassion? What could I do to help them to see He loves them? He loves you. Right where you are. He loves you right where you are. Who you are. Jesus is praying. He says, I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them. That's what Jesus is praying for. And this section is for us, okay? He's saying that he's praying that the love that we have for him, that it'll grow, and that we will have love for others. Yeah. Verse 26, I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. Do you want to see others saved? Do you want to see others that know Jesus? Do you want to see others have the relationship with Jesus Christ like you have? Do you want to see others know the love of Jesus, know the compassion of Jesus? Do you want to see others know the healing grace of Jesus, that he's a healer? Do you want other people to know that? Do you care about whether or not they know? Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Jesus is praying for us, y'all. And I pray that we would take a hold of this prayer as we go through this new year, to get an understanding of how he prayed, why he prayed for us. Future believers. See, this was over 2,000 years ago. Jesus is praying for us and our children. And our children's children. He's praying for us. Past the time of artificial intelligence where computers can do thinking for you. Computers right now, it's gotten so advanced, computers can speak for you. Speak for this person. Speak and sound like you. Computers. Artificial intelligence. You have to put the information in. And it computes. It can sound like you. Can look like you. Have your facial expressions and everything. Jesus is praying for us. Not computers. Not what comes out of some kind of systems. Isn't it something? Times have changed, and it's not waiting for you to get caught up. It's waiting for you to do your part. Come on, somebody. It's waiting for you to do your part. See, let me tell you something. They can make computers sound like a person. They can make computers look like people and all of that. But one thing a computer does not have, it doesn't have a heart. They couldn't make computer have compassion and love. Just they can make it sound like that. One lady, I heard her on TV, and she said she likes her artificial intelligence because it makes her feel good about herself. That's a sad thing right there. A person can't feel good about themselves unless it's a computer telling her that she's a good person, telling her that Jesus loves her, telling her that she's blessed from the time she opens her eyes and the time she goes to sleep at night, telling her that she's worthy and she's worth a lot and more and even more than that. Because somebody gave their life for her. That she's beautiful. This lady says she likes her computer because it tells her that she's beautiful. Ooh, that's sad to me. That's a sad state to be in, when we have to rely on artificial intelligence, computers, to do the work that we supposed to be doing. Come on, somebody. See, Jesus was praying for us. He knew. This lady on TV, and this is not just something that I think. This is true. And believe me, she's just not one person out of gazillions or millions. There's a lot of people like this lady. She wants her artificial intelligence person. You know, you can put a face on a computer, algorithm, however you say it. Make it look like the most handsomest person or the most beautiful person. And then you can put information in it to make it say what you want it to say. Encouraging, building up, strengthening, blessing you and building you up. Make you feel good about yourself. What a sad state that is. We supposed to be doing that. The ones that have blood running through our bodies. We supposed to be doing that. The computer can't have compassion. Computer can't have love. It really doesn't. It only has what is given to it. It only has the different circuits and the different directions and commands that's given to it. I studied information systems in college. I didn't really care for it, so I didn't go very far in it. But it can only do what you give it. And then after you give the commands, you give it what you wanted to do, the program that you wanted to follow, it follows that program. Jesus is praying in verse 26. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them. That's his prayer. Let that be your prayer. Let that be your work as you go further into this new year. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. go on Facebook and get a continuation of this message under Donna Evans. God bless you. Until next time.